Okay, now to my situation. I've just 2 months ago moved into Alberta, and I'm about an hour and a half drive from the Rocky Mountains, and I have quite a thing about mountains. And about 2 weeks ago in Canadian Thanksgiving, I went up to Banff and sat on top of a mountain there called Mount Norquay. And this poem is about my sitting on Mount Norquay. Dry grass pressed flat and sheep turds under the eye, the wild ski slope over Banff. One wild strawberry among blossoms this odd October. A lonely grasshopper on immense hill. In the distance, downward, smoke-filled glacier valleys, mountains one time pushed back. I am standing under the chairlift. Empty seats dangle over me, never stopping, rising uphill. I look up. Clouds rise from behind a mountain, meeting the chairs, flying over them. If I look at the sky, I'll fall backward down the hill. Trail under chairlift cable, steep, hard on legs, my head down to climb. I see Coke bottles, cigarette packages, peanut bags, film cartons. I sit on stump and look down slash to a ski cafe, imaging. Bush workers building the chairlift, axes, cables, steel stanchions on steep slope. Another job in the bush, Banff below. Someone in white hat cutting celebration ribbon, his first visit to Mount Norquay. Berry bushes here for centuries, unhappy people at foot of mountain. Each chair has its own groan. I lower my head, climb, one peanut shell each 20 feet. Sad people sitting down, climbing the Rockies. One player's cigarette unlit. I put it at base of stanchion, one cigar in plastic holder, one bottle opener, candy bar wrappers I've never seen before. Sheet of paper, your picture has just been taken. One black American penny, dreams of lost wallets, a letter on green paper. Dear Dana, hi, guess where I am? I'm on the ski lift going up Mount Norquay at Banff. It's a 1.5-hour trip, and no one wanted to come with me, so seeing as I have a pen and paper, I thought I'd drop you a line. We're having a ball in Calgary. I'm going out with two guys, Mike Bisiak, he's an engineer, and Ron Robinson. Wow, I really think Ron is sharp, but you know men, you can't tie anyone down. He's about 5'10", really sharp built. I leave the trail, sit on stump, stare into eyes of old Rocky Mountain sheep. He is the leader. I wave my hand. He wiggles his ear. Down the slope, 50 sheep with lambs follow him. I stand there, talk to them. They look at me and eat grass, their horns sloping behind their heads. The mountain cools and the sheep lie down. I wave at old leader and run down the slope. Imagine, I open the door. There is a dark washroom, urinals, smell Baraxo above sinks, cigarette on the floor, and those strange candy bar wrappers.